This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. It's about 20 minutes past the top of the hour, and our next guest is here to talk about UAS Sitka's Racial Equity Speaker Series. We have Doug Osborne with us here via Zoom. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be here.
It's nice to have you. Are you Zooming in from Sitka?
Yes, I'm Zooming in from my office here in Sitka. And excited to talk about the Racial Equity and Justice series, which starts this Thursday.
I know, me too. Real quick, I'm seeing something that looks like sunlight maybe coming into your office. Are you having a nice day there as well?
Yeah, we are. People are smiling on a sunny Friday the day before a three-day weekend. So yeah, lots to be grateful for today.
Indeed, indeed. Tell us about the partners in this speaker series, and then we can get to all the details.
Well, it's a big group of partners here in Sitka. It's really supported and sponsored by the Complete to Compete Title III grant through the University of Alaska Southeast Sitka campus. But it's in partnership with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, SEARCH, where I work, the Sitka STEPS grant, which is with our school district, the Sitka Health Summit Coalition, and the Pathways Coalition. And so there's a lot of partners coming together to bring what I think are some of the leading voices in this topic that's very hot topic these days, racial equity and justice. And so they've come together and we're super excited about our five speakers.
Okay. And we should mention that this is free and available to anybody who's listening and beyond right now. It looks to me like most of these speakers will be speaking midday-ish, although there's a few anomalies. I found you on Facebook. You want to sort of outline that for us?
Yeah, let me go through the series. It goes from the 10th of September to the 24th. So we kick off with Tim Wise. He's one of the most prominent anti-racist writers and educators in the country. And he's going to be doing a workshop. And that workshop is called Beyond Diversity, Steps for Uprooting Racism, Privilege, and Institutional Inequality. It's from 10 a.m. to noon on Thursday, September 10th. So that's our kickoff event. And then Monday, we have Dr. Amir Ahmad, who's an institutional diversity strategist and trainer, teacher. And his presentation is called Intercultural Leadership, Cultivating Intercultural Skills Necessary for Effective Leadership in the 21st Century. So that's just a 1 hour lunch and learn. So it's noon to one on Monday, the 14th. And then a few days later, we have Hugh Vasquez, who's one of the top equity diversity educators in the country, and his presentation is called Creating Conditions of Equity Across Race, Culture, Gender, and Other Cultural Lines. And that one's, again, a Thursday from 10 to noon. And then our last two are evening speakers. Megan Redshirt Shaw, she's a writer, activist, founder of the online literacy publication Natives in America. Her presentation is called We Are Still Here on Native Identity and Activism. That's an evening one, Monday, September 21st from 7 to 8. And then finally, our final presentation is called Bringing It Home, Reflections on How to Make Our Community Stronger. And that's a local educator. She works at Mount Edgecombe High School, Dion Brady Howard. And she is going to do a keynote that kind of talks about some of these concepts, brings it home to Southeast. And then the neat thing is after her keynote, we'll still have some time to get into small groups and discuss all the things that we learned. So they're all free. They're all virtual. If you go to tinyurl.com/justicetalks, you can see all the things that I laid out, see the times, find some times that work for you. If you want to do all of them, the price is the same as if you just do one. It's all free. So please join us on Zoom from the convenience of your home or office. Here's some of the best speakers that we could find. And I think it's neat that they're each bringing their unique perspectives, but it ties in with this theme of racial equity and justice in Southeast Alaska.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Doug Osborne about the Racial Equity and Justice in Southeast Alaska speaker series. It starts soon. Let's see, it's September 4th today. It starts on September 10th at 10 a.m. with Tim Wise. It's free, available on Zoom. I will put links to everything we talked about at Juno Afternoon, KTOO/JunoAfternoon. But also, Doug, can you give us the website once more where we can see all those names and times again, please?
Yeah, it's if you go to tinyurl.com slash Justice Talks, tinyurl.com/justicetalks. You'll be able to see, and then you can do the pre-registration there. And then as we get closer, you'll get your link and you can just zoom in from wherever you're calling in from.
Sounds good. And while it is free, it sounds like one does need to register. I did find you on Facebook. I can't remember where though. What should I look for on Facebook?
I would go to the University of Alaska Southeast. Sitka campus is who's hosting this, and they are doing the media and really taking the lead and bringing these speakers up. So I would go to that and then check it out, share it, invite others. If, you know, the Zoom can take up to 300 people, but if we get more, we're going to do it live on YouTube as well. So you could participate that way. So we don't have to worry about limiting people. We want to get as many people in Southeast who want to hear these great speakers and do some learning and see if we can together make some transformation.
Absolutely. Doug, as a health educator at Search, you know, a lot of us have Zoom fatigue, right? These days we're in several Zoom meetings a day. And here is another one, obviously very important. As a health educator, how would you convince somebody that this is a worthwhile way to spend time? And I know it's a little obvious, but.
You know, our environment and the society we live in and the conditions we find ourselves, that does have a big impact on our health. And so I think that the more we can make a society that is accepting and inclusive and allows everybody to join in, the better our health is. So this is a chance for us to learn from some of the best. And it's interesting because, you know, Tim's talk, it starts with institutions, and Dr. Ahmed is a lot of kind of your institutions and the places you find yourself, school, work, et cetera. And then some of the other speakers are more kind of individual, but this is something that really is for everyone. This is something that really, I think you'll find things that you can take and share and learn from. So, you know, with the Zoom fatigue, I think that hopefully we're going to have a nice group and the topics are going to be so interesting, and it's so timely too. I mean, we've seen, and you know, when you look at your news feed now, there's one little thing for COVID and there's one thing for racial justice in the US. Those are the top two stories of the last 3 months for sure. So there's already a lot of interest in this topic, and a lot of people want to do something. They want to take action. They want to be part of the solution. And I think that this is one way that we can do that. But in terms of health, we all know the impact of stress on the body.
All right. That's
it. It is profound.
Right.
It is profound. And so if we make these more inclusive spaces and we make a situation where we're able to really relate to one another based on that Hengat value of respect, it just helps. I think it helps our minds. I think it helps our bodies as well.
Absolutely. That's Doug Osborne speaking about the Racial Equity and Justice in Southeast Alaska Speaker Series. Starts September 10th. It's free. One does need to register, though, at tinyurl.com/justicetalks. I will also link to it on today's Juno Afternoon Post. Doug Osborne, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for being on Juno Afternoon.
Thanks so much, Scott. Appreciate it. Take care.
You too. Purple, yellow, white.